98 Cool. Today I am very pleased to be joined by Saskatchewan Rush player Zach Mans. Zach, thank you so much for joining me here today.
Thanks for having me.
Overall, I'd say it's been a pretty successful season for you. I'd say a successful season so far for the team. But you, on a personal note, you come from Toronto in the off season, and you really blossom here so far. Just how overall has the season been?
It's been a ton of fun. I don't really have anything bad to say about the city of Saskatoon and the organization. It's nothing but great things, and we're only 11 games throughout the season. We still have like 7 more to go, so just looking to build on everything we've done. But right, we're only 5-6, so still have a lot more work to do.
And this weekend especially, it's such a tough weekend. It's never easy playing back-to-backs in any sport, especially in a sport like lacrosse that's so physical. You're running for the majority of the game. What's your preparation and maybe the team's preparation going into this weekend? You got to go to New York on Saturday and then Georgia on Sunday. What's the main thing that you and the guys have to do just to make sure that you're 100% for both games?
Yeah, you know, growing up playing lacrosse, I've been playing lacrosse a long time. This is like, I think, my 21st year playing the game. And kind of like a throwback to the good old junior days where you'd play Saturday game and then a Sunday game. So it's been a while since we've done that, but we're looking forward to the challenge. And this is the type of weekend that you can really build on if you can get 2 wins. And that's what we're looking to do.
And then once you're done those 2 games, not necessarily going to fly back here to Saskatoon, as to my knowledge, some guys are going to be spread out, because then on Thursday you're in Philadelphia for that makeup game. It was too cold to fly there in January. So just, I guess, this whole week, I mean, after your game in Georgia, what's the game plan to really kind of feel like you're at home and relaxed to go back onto the road and play Philadelphia next Thursday?
Yeah, I know. I think quite a few guys are actually going to make the trip on Monday just straight to Philly, just to cut out some of that travel and kind of lay low for a couple of days, get our rest, and maybe see a couple of things in the city. I actually went to school in Philadelphia for 2 years at Drexel University, so I got some friends out there, so looking forward to seeing those guys.
So definitely going to take that as a bit of a relaxation, and
awesome. Yeah, exactly. Just get the bodies right and the minds right? It's 3 games in, what is that, 5 days? So it's going to be a lot, but like I said before, like we've had this weekend kind of marked on our calendar for a while now, ever since that game got rescheduled. So it'll be a challenge, but it's going to be fun.
Obviously, first season in Saskatchewan. What's it been like playing with the likes of, you know, you got Ryan Keenan as your captain and Robert Church, who doesn't need any introduction, especially now he's inked that 1-year contract extension. What's it like being able to play with those guys in your first season over here?
Yeah, it's been unreal. I've had a lot of fun playing not only with those guys, but everyone on the offense. I think we were a fairly new group when we all came together at the start of the year. But I think we've gelled towards as the season's progressed. And I think we're kind of coming into our own right now. But like Ryan Keenan is one of the smartest players I've ever played with. He's a great all-around player. And Churchy, I've played against him in the summer over the last 3 to 4 years. And I've seen the damage that he can do, and I've been on the other end of it. So to finally play on the same team with him, it's been a lot of fun. And I'm always looking for him on that right side, because he's a great scorer.
I've heard it so many times, whether it's fans of the Rush or Cody Jansen himself talked about, just this is such a young team. Maybe a bit of a rusty start on the season, but like you said, you guys have really started to come into your own. How much does the rest of the season excite you, but the future, knowing how young this team is and the games that you've been in every game this season, even though you may have lost however many games, you've been in every game. So how does the rest of the season and next season excite you?
Yeah, right. I think that's kind of the reason a lot of us guys got brought in this year, is just building for the future. We got a really young group, but I think, Like you said, we've been in almost every game we've played. It's been super competitive. So that's just a sign that we're already getting there. And like, we still have, I'd say this core group, we could stay together for a while. I think we're going to be extremely explosive.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. It's going to be an exciting finish to the year. A very busy weekend, not even this weekend, and the weekend after. April 5th and 6th, you got another back-to-back against Calgary in Calgary than here, but that's looking way far ahead. Zach, thank you so much for joining us here today, and good luck this weekend and safe travels.
Appreciate it. Thank you.